Hey there, writers, and welcome to episode number 97 of the Well-Storied Podcast. My name is Kristen Kiefer, and this podcast is where I translate articles from the Well-Storied blog into audio so you can listen in on the go. If you don't know, Well-Storied is where I share articles and tools and resources to help you craft sensational novels and build your very best writing life. Today, we are diving back into the blog archives where I've given one of Well-Storied's oldest and most popular articles a bit of an overhaul. And today, I am resharing it with you, and I'm really, really excited to share this. I think it's a topic and a technique that can really transform your writing life if it's the right one for you. So, without any further ado, here is Can a Drafting Cycle Help You Juggle Multiple Manuscripts? If you would like to read along as you listen in, make sure to head on over to well-storied.com/cycle. Can a drafting cycle help you juggle multiple manuscripts? Have a million amazing story ideas swimming around in that head of yours? You may not be able to write all of them at once, but you can speed up the process of bringing them to life. By utilizing a drafting cycle, you can juggle work on multiple projects without feeling overwhelmed, unfocused, or unproductive. This technique won't be the right one for every writer, but if you often struggle to finish projects because others get in the way, it may be time to give a drafting cycle a try. What is a drafting cycle exactly? A drafting cycle helps you manage work on multiple projects by focusing on one draft at a time. Though it may be tempting to juggle multiple stories on a daily or weekly basis, few writers are able to do so without detriment to their creative processes. By fully completing one draft for one project before switching to another, you're far more likely to remain focused and finish projects. With all your energy focused on one project at a time, you're also likely to complete drafts more quickly, boosting your productivity and increasing the sense of accomplishment that keeps many writers motivated to write. As an added bonus, the time you spend away from one project while working on another will help you gain the objectivity needed to complete your very best work during revisions. Still not exactly sure what a drafting cycle looks like? Here's an example of the order in which you would work. First, complete Project 1, Draft 1. Then, Project 2, Draft 1. Then, Project 1, Draft 2. Project 2, Draft 2. Project 1, Draft 3. Project 2, Draft 3. And so on. Again, this is just an example. Depending on your stories, schedule, and creative process, you may also wish to add an additional project or projects into the mix. Or, if one project remains ongoing when you complete a manuscript, you can add a new project to your drafting cycle, or use the break between drafts to work on publishing or refilling your creative well. You don't have to limit your drafting cycle to literal drafts, either. You may wish to spend a month researching one project, then take a break to draft another, then return to the first to outline your plot and craft characters. You can also spend one cycle working on your marketing materials or publishing your latest completed project, as we mentioned a moment ago. The beautiful thing about drafting cycles is that they're meant to work for you, so make use of them however best fits your creative process, both in terms of tasks and time. Some writers may complete one draft each month, while others need six or more to cycle between projects. It's all okay. And if implementing a drafting cycle isn't right for you, that's okay too. So, how can you best implement a drafting cycle into your writing life? If you think you're ready to take on your very first drafting cycle, here are a few tips to consider before diving in. Tip number one, first establish a routine and writing intentions. Drafting cycles work best for writers on a mission. For those who've made writing a priority in their lives and who know exactly what they want to achieve with their work. Before getting started with your own, take a moment to establish what writing success means to you, to build a routine that leaves you feeling free, and to learn how to maximize the time you have to write. I have linked articles to all three of these topics in today's transcript at well-storied.com/cycle. Tip number two, only take on what you can handle. Though cycling between three or more projects is certainly possible, I don't recommend doing so if you're working on long-term projects like plays or novels. Though some writers may be able to knock out a draft in a month or less, most of us need a bit more time. And too much time spent away from one draft can actually prove just as detrimental as never taking any time away at all. To maximize the objectivity you'll gain through implementing a drafting cycle, I'd recommend rotating between projects every 6 months or sooner. Any longer than that, and you may need to spend more time than you'd like reacquainting yourself with your original project. Tip number 3. Don't forget to work self-care into the equation. Drafting cycles are all about improving the efficiency of our writing lives. And while chasing productivity can certainly be conducive to achieving our writing goals and dreams, it can also lead us into burnout if we aren't careful. Rather than seeing how far you can push yourself before caving in, take the time to adopt a few writerly self-care techniques instead. Again, I've linked an article on that for you in today's episode transcript at well-droid.com/cycle. And finally, tip number 4. Learn to be flexible with your process. Our writing lives are often messy things. Revisions prove frustrating, story ideas fall apart, characters refuse to reveal themselves on the page. Not to mention the many obstacles everyday life drops in our path to success. Through it all, remember that drafting cycles are meant to be a tool, not a whipping post. You don't need to adhere to a specific cycle or timeline so strictly that you beat yourself up when the littlest thing goes awry. It's okay if one draft takes 2 months when the last took 1. It's okay to trunk a project if another needs more attention. And it's okay to ditch your drafting cycle altogether if it just isn't working. Do you, writer, always. Writer, I hope you found this article and episode today helpful as you work to manage multiple ongoing projects. I'm often overwhelmed by many ideas myself, and nothing helps me make dedicated progress on one project like knowing I get to work on another the moment I'm done. No matter how you personally choose to implement a drafting cycle, here's to building our very best and most efficient writing lives. Friends, thank you for listening in to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it and found it helpful. I hope this technique proves to be just the thing you need to get back on top of your writing life and the many projects you're working to juggle. If you enjoyed it, make sure to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast to receive notifications about future episodes. And also, if you have a spare moment, it would mean a lot if you could leave a quick rating or a review. They all go a long way towards helping the podcast grow and reach new readers, and it's really, really appreciated, so thank you very much. If you'd like to help support the podcast and all that I create at Well Storied for as little as $1 a month, make sure to head on over to patreon.com/wellstoried. If you don't know, Patreon is where you can support your favorite creators, like I said, for as little as $1 a month. And every dollar pledged goes directly toward helping me cover the expenses involved in A, keeping Well Storied up and running, but also B, in maintaining the Pay What You Can platform. If you don't know, I offer all of my paid writing workbooks at Well Storied on a Pay What You Can platform, which means that you can pay anywhere as little as $1 on up for the workbooks. And so I have workbooks on character creation, on pre-writing, on world building, and beyond. So if you would like to support that program and all that I create for Well Storied, again, make sure to pop on over to patreon.com/wellstoried. A link I will also leave for you in today's episode description. All right, writers, thank you so much again for listening in today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and until next time, happy writing.